Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When a large crowd gathered with people from one town after another, journeying to Jesus, he spoke in a parable. A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some seed fell on the path and was trampled, and the birds of the sky ate it up. Some seed fell on rocky ground, and when it grew, it withered for lack of moisture. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew with it and choked it. And some seed fell on good soil, and when it grew, it produced fruit a hundredfold. After saying this, he called out, "Whoever has ears to hear ought to hear." When his disciples asked him what the meaning of this parable might be, he answered, "Knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of God has been granted to you, but to the rest they are made known through parables, so that they may look but not see, and hear but not understand." This is the meaning of the parable. The seed is the word of God. Those on the path are the ones who have heard. But the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts, that they may not believe and be saved. Those on rocky ground are the ones who, when they hear, receive the word with joy, but they have no root. They believe only for a time and fall away in time of temptation. As for the seed that fell among thorns, they are the ones who have heard, but as they go along, they are choked by the anxieties and riches and pleasures of life, and they fail to produce mature fruit. But as for the seed that fell on rich soil, they are the ones who, when they have heard the word, embrace it with a generous and good heart and bear fruit through perseverance. The Gospel of the Lord. Today, Father Pius, our associate priest, will celebrate his 40th anniversary as a priest in this evening's Mass. Today is also the feast day of Saint Padre Pio of Pietrelcina, simply known as Padre Pio. And by the way, that's what I like to call Father Pius, Padre Pio. That's how you say Father Pius in Italian, Padre Pio. So today we will celebrate two Padre Pios, and their lives bear a remarkable resemblance to each other, in that both their lives are marked by sorrow and suffering. Saint Padre Pio was a Franciscan friar who lived between 1887 and 1968. Photographs and holy cards of Saint Padre Pio show his hands covered with a bandage because he received the stigmata. What is the stigmata? Those are the wounds of Christ, the nail marks in his hands. Doctors examined Padre Pio's hands and verified that it was truly inexplicable wounds that bled but never got infected. Pope Paul VI in 1971 made this astute observation about Padre Pio. He said, "What fame he had! How many followers from around the world! Why? Was it because he was a philosopher? A scholar? Or because he had means at his disposal? No. It was because he said Mass humbly, heard confessions from morning till night, and was a marked representative of the stigmata of our Lord. He was truly a man of prayer and suffering. Not bad praise from the Pope. In other words, the surest sign that God loves you is not in leading a painless and pleasure-filled life, but by being drawn close to the cross of Christ, to be a man of constant sorrow. Our own Padre Pio, Father Pius, was born in 1945 and will turn 72 next year. And he too is no stranger to suffering. He was born in Nigeria and educated by the Subiaco Benedictines from the Arkansas River Valley, who had a mission school in Nigeria. Father Pius did not originally want to become a priest, but because of the brutality and bloodshed of the Nigerian Civil War from 1967 to 1970, in which he fought as a soldier but was not hurt, he chose the path to priesthood. For 20 years, Father Pius worked in Nigeria as a priest, was sent to Spain to study and earn a doctorate in canon law. Let me say that again. He has a doctorate in canon law. Master speaking Spanish as well as English. In 1997, Father Pius came to Arkansas at the invitation of Abbot Rafael DeSalvo, who had taught him as a high school student in Nigeria. And he has served in numerous parishes in the diocese. He finally became incardinated into the Diocese of Arkansas, which means he is now a priest of our diocese, just like I am. I know it can be a little hard to understand Father Pius's accent. Okay, it's almost impossible. But try to look at things from his point of view. How hard would it be for any of us to go to Nigeria to learn to speak their language of Igbo, eat their food every day, live in their homes without air conditioning, walk their streets because not everyone has a car, wear their clothes, watch their movies, listen to their music, try to catch their jokes, and do all that knowing you knew more than you could communicate in their language because you have a doctorate in canon law. Our Padre Pio does not have the stigmata, but he is no stranger to suffering. He is a man of constant sorrow. A man, I believe, that God loves deeply, not because God has given him a painless and pleasure-filled life, but because he has drawn him close to the cross of Christ. I hope this doesn't sound irreverent, but I want to conclude with the lyrics of the song by the Soggy Bottom Boys called Man of Constant Sorrow. Listen to the lyrics of this song, but think of our two Padre Pios. I am a man of constant sorrow. I've seen trouble all my day. I bid farewell to old Kentucky, the place where I was born and raised, the place where he was born and raised. For 6 long years I've been in trouble. No pleasures here on earth I've found. For in this world I'm bound to ramble. I have no friends to help me now. He has no friends to help him now. Maybe your friends think I'm just a stranger. My face you'll never see no more. But there is one promise that is given. I'll meet you on God's golden shore. He'll meet you on God's golden shore. And on God's golden shore,
Saint Padre Pio will no longer have the stigmata, and Father Pius will speak English better than the Queen of England. Praise be Jesus Christ.